Kevin Leeser was not happy with the floor downstairs in his 100-year-old house.
Well, we've lived here 5 years, and just over the 5 years, they've started to get grayer, and you can tell that the finish was in the high traffic areas. You could tell, like, where we were walking. It looked like we were hamsters or something walking through this place.
This is maple, right?
That's what they tell me.
Kevin toyed with the idea of refinishing the maple floors, but that sounded really involved. And then the in-laws visited during the holidays.
My mother-in-law was like, why don't you get new floors? I was like, well, yeah, it would be easier, less, because the things I was concerned about are sawdust, and because I have a newborn, just dirtying up the house. And figure just getting some clean stuff, cutting it outside, sticking it down, be done with it.
So wanting to be eco-friendly, he thought he'd put down bamboo flooring. Bamboo is renewable, it grows fast, and it's pretty popular these days. Then his neighbor stopped by, Matt Grokoff, the eco-friendly home improvement guy with Greenovation.tv, who had some thoughts about Kevin's plan.
And I like practically smacked him in the face. I was like, what are you thinking? This is a gorgeous floor. Go rent yourself a sander or even hire somebody for a few hundred bucks to come in and strip the floor and then refinish it.
So you're not a big fan of bamboo?
Bamboo is a great product if you have to do something new. But you have to ask your question, do you need that new product or do you have something that works now and can just be renewed?
Oh, yeah. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Kevin's wife, Lauren, and their baby were away for a few days, so Kevin rented a sander and started looking for an eco-friendly sealant for his maple floors. Matt had an idea for that, too.
Kevin's using a natural oil from BioShield, which is a mixture of tongue and linseed oil that is so easy to use. It's easier to use than even a low VOC or zero VOC polyurethane finish and easier to maintain in the long run.
And in the end, renting the sander, buying the sanding pads, buying the floor sealant, paintbrushes, and all that stuff ended up costing Kevin about half of what it would have if he would have put down new bamboo. Not a bad deal. But the big question, what did his wife, Lauren, think about the refinished old floors?
It looks absolutely beautiful, and we didn't have to get new floors. Win-win. We love it. Beautiful.
Mac Grokoff says he was sure Kevin and Lauren would be happy because he did the same thing at his house.
The first thing that I did when we finished on our floor was I took a glass of red wine when we were celebrating, and I poured half the glass of red wine on the floor. My wife was like, what are you doing? And I was like, look, we're going to spill wine on it eventually. Let's see what happens now. The wine beat it up on the floor. We took a little sponge, wiped it clean, and it's gorgeous 5 years later.
That's Matt Grokoff with Greenovation.tv. Thanks, Matt.
Lester, this is always so much fun. I'm glad to be doing it.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.